kaska papa shiba ba kaska mba shiba randa kose po shiba iya ila gaya gaba shiba ya gasha talaba mesunda linga singa basha talaba bruseke push talaba. Take that song once again. You are the Lord from beginning to the end. You are God by yourself.
You are God
from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.
You are God by yourself.
Now listen to me. If you know what that song means, God is the God from beginning to the end, that he has planned everything from the start to conclusion. In between, the enemy wants to bring manipulation, negative auto-suggestion, wrong spirits. But because God is God, he annulled every argument, every accusation, every wrong thing that the enemy wants to bring in to terminate what God started from beginning, and the enemy does not want to end. But God stand against it this morning. Say that song one more time.
God, from beginning to the end,
before I go into my message this morning, take one or two prayers that every argument, everything that the enemy is raising against what the Lord has proposed for you and for this ministry, begin to annul it. 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 Maskapa shandalaba. Randakus kepo rende keke sepo boshimbaliga mansi teli baba kasimbolibo rente kus kapa rende kus kepo sopoliba randakus kepo shibeliba randakus kepo reseku pasana laba mansaka pasimbolibo rogogo sepo shimbaliga in the mighty name of Jesus. Now listen to me. I want you to log on to the frequency of the spirit this morning. The enemy is a very smart devil, but God is smarter than the devil. Begin to annul every negative spirit in the atmosphere. Every negative spirit in the atmosphere. Everyone spoken into the atmosphere, contrary to the counsel of the living God. Be to cancel, be to annul it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Man saka talaba. Leke se popobo sompoliba. Rahanda kuskepo, reseke puskiba, la raguska panda libaba, skahiba kaskipe, renseke popo, reseke po, rekeske pula, rahanda kuskepo, mansikepo, risaiga shatalaba, mansikepu, sikipri baba, sakanta laba, rekeke sepopo, rekesepo, makasampala, use the blood of Jesus to annul every counsel of the enemy. Use the blood of Jesus to annul every negative word of the devil. Use the blood of Jesus. Make a skepopo. Rekeke simple. Rekeke simple. Rekeke si papa. Jiri baba standard. Every way the enemy wants to walk in a stopped way, we annul it. We reject it. We come against it. We cancel it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Maska palaba. Rekeskepo shadaba. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I will call Pastor Wade to pray briefly, warming, and I will then pray. I will then go to my message. Pastor Wade, please take my microphone and just pray quickly. I will then pray and then go to my message. Maska paliba. Rinda sapalaba.
In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit divine, in your strength, we overtake the counsel of the enemy. We overtake in the realm of the spirit and the plan and the purpose. Every word, every evil pronouncement, every judgment, every way the enemy wants to hijack, by the reason of the power of the Lord Jesus, we abort you, we nullify, we cancel you with the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. Whosoever, Isaacly, any word that has come out of any man in anywhere against this house, against your people, against this household, against this church, against your children, against everyone here, by the authority of the power that is above all authority, by the name of Jesus Christ, we decree that your word is aborted. In the name of Jesus, your counsel is destroyed. In the name of Jesus, your pronouncement is canceled. In the name of Jesus. And every argument going on in the realm of the spirit over every life, and every life that they have spoken into your life, whatsoever that has been spoken, and in the night, in the noon, in the day, in the morning, wherever, any word of the enemy, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God says, who is he that speaketh, that will come to pass when the Lord has not spoken. Whatsoever the Lord has not spoken, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. We decree life. We speak life. Each life escape from judgment. You escape from destruction. You escape from calamity. We shall not know any evil. We shall not know any loss. We shall not know any disaster. No mishap. No tragedy. No death. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of the grave and spirit of the dead, hear the voice of the Lord. The power that swallow you into victory today, swallow you up in victory in the name of Jesus Christ. And no life in this assembly, no life over anywhere where they are, whether they are connected to us and then they are hearing us now, Lord, no life will be taken by the enemy. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Father, we bless your name. As men of destiny, we speak the word of destiny as proposed by the living God. Everything that the enemy is trying to use to find expression, we block it. Every plan of the devil that is seeking a venue for expression, we annul it in the mighty name of Jesus. As we go into what this morning, let the word of life, word of power, come unto your people. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Put hands together for the Lord. I want to give glory to the Lord today because the Lord is in our midst. Put hands together for the Lord. We are spiritual men. We understand spiritual matters and principles by the grace of God and the measure of grace has given unto us. And therefore, I want to let you know that you are here this morning as a winner, as a victor. Something is happening to this. Let's come and check it. Let the technical or whoever. There's an interference here. Okay, praise the Lord. Now it has stopped. This morning, I am speaking on something that is, it has started. Can somebody come and check what is happening here, please? This morning, I'm speaking of something that is little but very significant. It might look simple but very important. I am speaking on what I call the fire of gossip. The fire of gossip. When Brother Damola was leading the workers' prayer meeting this morning, he led us in prayer in two dimensions. The first one is about presenting our bodies as living sacrifice. And the second one is about love. Am I right? And the moment he started, I said, thank you, God, that this brother has hooked up onto the frequency of the Spirit. I want to plead with us. Anytime you want to come and minister here, if you are to give announcement, pray about it. Walk in the Spirit. Don't just come here and minister anyhow. Ask God so that there can be a synergy of the Spirit. As soon as I started the prayer, I said, this brother is walking the Spirit. I am talking about the fire of gossip. You see, if you are talking about the unity in the body of church today, if you are talking about oneness in the family today, if you are talking about the peace in the nation today, if you take gossip out of the way, the job is simple. Two of us. Gossipers are tale-bearers. They are found not only in the society, they are found not only in the family, they are found not only in the working place, they are found not only in your department, in your schools, in the markets, in the shops, but they won't find in the church of God. And gossip spreads like fire and destroys quickly. Gossipers in the church, they are like caterpillars. And they attack the pillars of the church. They are like caterpillars sent by the devil to target the pillars in the household of faith. They bring disagreements unto the people who want to serve. They bring discouragement. They create enmity. They breed hatred in the household of faith. If you look at the book of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8, I'm here to go to my text, but let me start with Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8. Quickly. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8. The words of a talebearer are his wounds, and they go down into the innermost part of the belly. The words of talebearers, the words of gossipers, Bible says they are like wounds. But there are no physical wound on the body. But where do you have the wound? In the innermost parts. Let me tell you something. I met some victim of attack, violent attack, that they wanted to stab and they used their hand to block it. And after a while, at least they are saved. See, the physical wound I can see can easily be healed. But the wound that's inside is more difficult to heal. If somebody is bleeding, assuming you mistake cut your hand, your finger, you see the blood, you quickly do something about it. Am I right? But the internal bleeding, internal hemorrhage, is not easily seen and can kill very fast. If you are down, ask the medical doctors and miss. Thank God we have medical doctors, we have nurses, we have medical personnel here. Internal bleeding is more dangerous, but that is the job, the assignment that I'll be giving to gossipers. To cause internal bleeding, internal hemorrhage of the children of God, so that even when they dress gorgeously, even when they come to church, even when they are singing, they are bleeding within. Why? Somebody has stabbed the heart. Somebody has released wounded words that no matter how much you ask them to sing and dance and praise the Lord, they are bleeding within. Are you a gossiper this morning? Are you a tail bearer? Do you know the meaning of a tail bearer? What's the tail? A tale is a narration of imaginary events. Are you listening to me? A tale is a narration of what? Imaginary events. That event may never happen. You just weave a story around something. You talk about, have you heard of a tale by the moonlight? Are they real events? Yes, they can look at some lessons in the world and they used to weave a story. I'm taking my text this morning from the book of Proverbs chapter 26, verse 20 to 23, quickly. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 20 to 23. We are going to read King James and we are going to read some other version like Amplify, like a Message Bible, so that we can bring it out clearly. But let's echo from here. Let's start from King James first. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 20 to 23. From verse 20. Where no wood is, I want to listen. There the fire goes out. So where there is no tail bearer, the strife war ceases. Let me tell you, I've told you before, in the household of God, when you have interaction with people, there will always be issues. But if there are no tail bearers, it can easily be resolved. But tail bearers are the ones that perpetuate and entrench strife and institutionalize it. So I can't talk to that one again. I can't do anything again. Me and that one, we are not the same group. Because tail bearers are there. Say, where there is no wood, the fire goeth out. So there is no where there is no tail bearer, the strife ceases. No matter the problem we have with your brother, no matter the disagreement we have with your sister, if there are no tail bearers, it will easily be resolved. Let's go to verse 21. As coals, hard to burning coals, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle a strife. So when you have a burning coal, if you don't pull more coal, what happens? That thing will become ashes, and that will be the end of it. But you keep on the fire the moment you begin to add more coal. And that's what they be around, that's what they do. Verse 22, which is the last verse. The words of a tail bearer are as wound. That we have read before. And they go down to the innermost parts. of the belly. Let's read it in Amplified Version. And I will read it in Message Bible. Either give Message or Amplify. Okay, Amplify. The words of a whisperer or a slanderer are... Verse 20, please. Start from verse 20. Verse 20. For lack of wood, the fire goes out. And where there's no whisperer, contention that was ceases. We can't do without contention. You can't, how can we, how many of us are in this church? We are more than 300. How can we have over 300 people? But why there's no accuracy? There will be contentions. But where there are no whisperer, where there is no whisper, go back to that. Now, verse 21. As coals are to the hot ember and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man to inflame strife. Verse 22. The words of a whisperer or a slanderer are like dainty morsels. Listen to that. Or words or spots to some, but others are like deadly wounds. And they go down into the innermost part of the belly of the victim's nature. You keep people instrumentally by your gossip. You are making people to hemorrhage internally by your gossip. To you, it's just like a sport. You go from sister A to sister B to sister C to sister D. It's just like a sport. It's an activity. You are always in a state of constant agitation, jumping from one person to the other. Ha, latest news. Have you heard? Did you know? These are The moment you see something, your body will be shaking and shaking until you say it. You don't have peace in your body. Somebody must hear. Emi gonna come agbo eleyi o. Say you are killing people instrumentally. And you are talking about Boko Haram. You are worse than Boko Haram. Because Boko Haram we know. But you are Boko Haram within. Let's go to a Message Bible. Message Bible, please. Message Translation. The same passage in Message Translation. When you run out of wood, the fire goes out. When the gossip ends, the quarrel dies. Many quarrel is a constant thing when you have a congregation of people. Because we are not here, we are not angels. We are human beings with flesh and blood, including your pastor. There will be quarrels from time to time. You can't always agree with me all the time. I can't always agree with you all the time. But if you don't have people who are whisperers, who are gossipers between us, we can sit down as brother with the same mind of Christ, connected to the household of faith, and we are joined there with the Lord, we can settle it. Because we have the Spirit of God. We have the same spirit. We may not have the same background. We may not have the same education. We may not have the same pedigree, but we have the same spirit. Verse 21. A quarrelsome person is in a dispute like kerosene thrown on a fire. Verse 22. Listening to gossip is like eating cheap candy. Do you want junk like that in your belly? Those of you who are eating here, you're always waiting for the next gossip. See yourself. Say, listening to gossip is like eating cheap candy. Do you want junk like that in your belly? So the next time somebody comes to you with the latest hot gossip, you have your gist partner. You know now, don't you have gist partner? They are your gossip partners. Separate between gist and gossip. You have gist partner. The moment your gist partner comes and you find out he's going to the area of gossip, tell him, I don't want junk in my belly. I didn't write that one. It's in the Bible. Do you want junk like that? And many of us, we have been feeding ourselves with junk. And that's why we are not growing. You see people, they have been coming to this church for years. They are the way they are because all they have in their belly is junk. They have the meat, they have the milk, but they never take the milk of the world or the meat of the world. They take the junk and stuff their stomach with it. Yes, they may have protruding belly, but it's junk that's inside. Nothing. So this morning, I want to charge us in the name of the Lord. Let gossip end in this place. Let this church not be known as a place of gossip. See, that's a very nice church, but there are so many gossipers. I don't want us to have that kind of reputation. TCI is a very good place to go, but I want to be born upon bed. God forbid. We must not allow that to be the case in this church. And we must not allow that to retard what the Lord wants to do. So many times when you are feeding people with junk, they don't have space in their system again for the real meat. I will quickly say a few things because of my time this morning. My time is fast spent. A few things I want to know about gossipers. The first thing, gossipers are manipulators. They distort issues for their selfish reason. Somebody might be coming to say, want to talk to her, but you see it to your brother. He or she has an issue with that brother or with that sister, but he want to use you to settle the score. He's manipulating you to fight his or her battle. Gossiper, they manipulate issues. For those, if you look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, I wish I have more time this morning. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, if you look at that's the beginning of manipulation or gossip. Give it to us, please. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, quickly. The serpent was clever. More clever than any wild animal God had created. He spoke to the woman. Do I understand that God told you not to eat from any tree in the garden? Do I understand? Put in the King James Version. Is that what God said? Yea, God said, and he said unto the woman, yea, God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. It is auto suggestion. What's he trying to say? Look, this God is trying to deny you of some things. And immediately the woman was rewired. And she was female and born, waiting for Adam to come. Because manipulation has come in. And the woman will not allow the man to rest until the man are hitting or for the fruit. And when God confronted my man, trust me now. Man gave it back to God. I bet you gave the woman to me. But it started with manipulation. See, when anybody comes, let me tell you something. Any friendship that is based on gossip will collapse. It can never last. If you see somebody's your friend and the thing that's binding you to a guy is gossip, you are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. Don't build friendship on gossip. Somebody becomes your friend because he's keeping telling you what brother he has done, what I have done, what pastor he has done, what deacon this has done. Any friendship based on gossip will not last. So they are manipulators. Secondly, because of my time, I want to let you know that gossipers, they are accusers and fault finders. They are always looking for a fault. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13, and then we'll read quickly 2019. But just give me KJ version, Proverbs 11, 13. Sorry, Leviticus, not Proverbs. Leviticus 19, 16. I'll come back to Proverbs. Leviticus 19, 16. Leviticus 19, 16. Verse 16. God bless you. Not verse 13. Verse 16. Thou shalt not go up and down as a tale-bearer among the people. Going up and... When the devil wanted to accuse... Job. What did God tell him? Say it's from going up and... Gossiper her like that. Go easy, let it be bono now. Gossipers, they are always, as the service is going on, they are thinking of what the pastor has said wrongly. That will be the gist after the service. They are looking at what the choir leader has done wrongly. The one that had color riots. The one that pronounced a word wrongly. There are other people are looking for message. They are looking for things they will write down. They are thinking of the mistake and the error they can. They are eager, but they want the pastor to decide to end on time so that this can start. They are accusers and fault finders. Stop finding fault. Stop accusing, looking for accusation. Yes, things cannot be perfect. Things are not perfect. But get it right. Things cannot always be perfect on this plane. But we are here to correct things that are wrong. Paul said, for this reason have I left behind that I might put right things that are wanting. Don't turn things to accusation. When you see laxity, deal with it. But rather than deal with that laxity, gossiper, tell by their bearers, they turn into accusation. And quickly, I want to say, number three, I said number one, they are manipulators. Number two, they are accusers and fault finders. Number three, they lack integrity. Any tale bearer, any gossiper is not a man or a woman integrity. So if you trust your secret with a gossiper, with a tale-bearer, I pity you. The way they came to talk about somebody to you, they go and talk about you to another person. And that's, if you go to the book of Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13, quickly, Proverbs 11, 13, and then 2019. Proverbs 11, 13, God bless you. A tale-bearer, what? Revealed secrets. All of you, the secret you have been telling your gist partner, the way he comes to give you salacious news, your own is also hot news, waiting for appropriate time to be served fresh. If it is cold, he will microwave it so that it can be hot. He will pepper it. If there is no salt, we ask, so we will look for Maggie and her to eat. So it can be delicious. Because gossipers, they always like to serve their meat to be delicious, to be tasty. If it's
not tasty, you won't buy it, you won't eat it. No, no junk food. They are the ones that are most attractive. Two of us. I mean, if you just, okay, put amala, amala, burgu, put on the table. When the first time I traveled the country, they gave me chicken. And I was one, they said that's chicken. I found they covered it with a flour. They garnish it with oil. They put something like cheese on it. And I had to open it where I can see the chicken inside. But it looks attractive. So, gossipers, they have to make sure they package it very well. They lack integrity. And go to Proverbs 20:19, just to follow up to verse 11. Go to Proverbs 20:19. Proverbs 20:19. He that goeth about as a talebearer does what? Revealed secrets. Therefore, meddle not within the flatterer with his lips. So if you are meddling with a talebearer, you are digging hole, run yourself. Don't meddle with them. They are meddlesome interlopers, as lawyer will say. Business that doesn't concern them, that's where they put their head and their mouth. Don't meddle with them. They are not people of it. You can't see any man or woman of integrity going up and down, carrying stories. Or what somebody has done, or what is it, what you have noticed, bring it to your attention. It's stupidity. And you know another thing? See, talebearers of God, they are jealous and envious people. Maybe they are peppered by the way somebody has dressed. They are peppered by somebody's achievements. They are peppered by the kind of presence you have. They are peppered by certain virtues in your life. And rather than appreciating and thanking God for it, and also bless asking God to also endow them, the next thing that they begin to look for, how to turn it to gossip. If in the innermost corner of the hearts of gossipers and talebearers is jealousy and envy. So rather than accepting the fact that they are jealous, that they are envious, they now turn it around and they're carrying tales about people whom they are jealous of, whom they are envious of. This morning, if they are gossipers and talebearers in their midst, the Lord will remove that anointing from your life today in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to say that one thing I've also realized about gossipers and talebearers, that they are unforgiving. When you wrong them, or you don't even wrong them, you have done something wrong, and you have overcome it, you have moved on, but they want to pin you to that same spot. They have to keep your story alive. How can you say you have repented? No. They won't be in business again. You want to throw them out of business. The only way they can keep relevance, to keep your story alive, they have to keep your wrong alive. They have to keep your fault alive. You have moved on. God has taken you ahead of that, but they want to pin you to that spot so that they can keep on serving the story fresh. When you look at the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 20, 28, verse 3 to 4, you see a classical story or a classical example of this. Acts of Apostles, chapter 28, verse 3 to 4. Quickly. Acts of Apostles, chapter 28, verse 3 to 4. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Verse 4. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hanging on his hand, they say among themselves, no doubt, this man is a murderer. Whom he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance sovereign not to leave him. They were referring to the case of Stephen. Paul has since repented. Paul has since moved on. Paul has since met God. Paul has since had a new commission. Paul has since changed his focus. But because of that experience, they take him back to the past. They still want to use the brush of the past to tar his today and block his future. When you see gossipers, they don't ever forget anything you do wrong. They will tell you this. Is it you? He did also to Sister Bill. In fact, Brother K also told me. In fact, Pastor Hyde also said the same thing. They begin to give you series. You know, say, no, this man is just like that. This sister is just like that. They are unforgiving. They want to keep you to the past. And finally, that's what I want to say about gossipers, that they are presumptuous. Presumption. No, the Bible talk about the sin of presumption. They assume easily. See, I was discussing something about some people that when you are, you know, so many times when the impression we form about our brother, about our sister, make us to interpret them wrongly. And we then presume that what we say is right. Let me give an example. If somebody had been caught stealing before, and really he confessed, and he repented, and he has never gone back to stealing. But someone one day, everybody left the house. They put their clothes on the line, maybe their blouses, maybe their shirts, maybe their skirts, maybe their gowns, spread on the line. And it's about raining, and nobody's at home. And the person now goes out and quickly was trying to pick it. And someone who has seen him stealing before, come and see you. This man started again. He will say, he will come say that he has. And he keeps it. And as soon as he meets the person, go back up, go and check his load. Though I met him. I saw him with my Koroko eyes. He has stolen your blouse. As soon as you go to the house, just go to his room. He will not tell the guy he will go and meet. What has he done now? Presumption. So many times we use our impression of people. What happened to Ahimaaz? Ahimaaz was a presumptuous person. If you look at what happened in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 29, and I'm going to round up after that. He said, and the king, okay, if you can put project for me, or that I read from here, 2 Kings chapter 18 verse 29. And the king said, is the young man, are you projecting for us? 2 Kings, 2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 29. Thus said the king, no. Second Samuel chapter 18, verse 29. And the king said, is the young man Absalom saved? And I might answer. I myself, when Joab sent the king's servant and me the servant, I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what it was. I saw a great tumult. Ben, why were you running then? Why were you insisting you must run? The message you wanted to declare, you don't have the clarity about it. The only thing he saw was just a tumor. He had no news. And yet, he ran faster than the news bearer. You see, rumors travel faster than facts. Even when you want to counter rumor, you know many people will listen to you. Do you know that if they say, EFCC has dog governor, so it will be on front page. Am I right? All the newspaper will splash. I know somebody who was arrested by EFCC. Every time he went to court in trial, they were showing it. They will show his picture when he's entering the court. They will show him when he's coming out. But the day the judgment was given and was discharged and acquitted, they put the story in the corner on page 39. That nobody will even see it. But when he was in court, it was splashed on the first page of all the major newspapers. So I saw a tumor. I knew no what to. Then why were you running? Presumption. Many gossip today is based on presumption, not based on facts, not based on evidence. This morning, are you a manipulator? Are you an accuser or a fault finder? Are you someone without integrity? Are you jealous or envious? Are you unforgiving? Are you presumptuous? Above all, are you a gossiper? Are you a tale bearer? God, we use to say, bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, we love. That can be called, that cannot be broken. But tale bearer, God, they are not binders. They are scatterers. They are not pillars. They are caterpillar. This morning, I want to charge the household of Cedar. Let us shun gossiping. Let us shun tabiari. Let us shun going up and down looking for faults. If you have issue with your brother, with your sister, go and meet him or meet her. If you cannot resolve with her, go and meet the elders and talk to him. That's not gossip. After you have an issue with your brother, go or your sister, go and meet her. If you confront him or her with the issue, and it's still the matter, but then go to the elder, go to the pastor. That's not gossip. That's the way to do in the household of God. But for you now to be jumping around the church, cornering people, as soon as the service ends, you pull somebody to the side corner, come and see. Or because you have a news to go and meet somebody by the toilet, and you are gisting about it. That is totally uncomfortable. This morning, I will close with this verse, and we are going to pray. Psalm 19, verse 13. Psalm 19, verse 13. Say, keep back thy servant also. Keep back thy servant also. For presumptuous sin, let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. See, many of the things, only when you fornicate, it's only when you do adultery, it's only when you steal, that when you are a sinner. Meanwhile, we are busy perpetrating gossiping and tabia every day, but we are not smoking, we are not drinking, we are not fornicating, we are not stealing. So, and we think we are right, we are okay, but we are perpetrating gossiping. This morning, the Lord will deliver us. In every area, we are being endowed by this. That will remove this negative endowment in the mighty name of Jesus. From now onward, if anybody comes to you with salacious news, tell them I don't want junk. Tell someone beside you I don't want junk. Tell another person I don't want junk. Stand on your feet and let us pray. We Rooted that song, bind us together, Lord, with cord that cannot be broken.
Together, Lord, bind us together in love. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cord that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love, bind us together with love.
I want us to examine ourselves this morning. Quietly, I'm not asking anybody to come out or release, but you know you need to repent. You know you are guilty of this. Just where you are standing or where you are, just ask God for forgiveness. Just repent where you are. You know the news you are spread. You know the gossip you are taking around. You know the gist you have shared. You may not know the effect. But this morning, you ask God, let us individually ask God to forgive us. Let's ask God to wash us clean and let us make up our mind not to be a tale bearer again, not to be a gossiper, not to be a whisperer again, not to continue perpetrating silent murder, stabbing people in the heart, making them to bleed internally and killing them instrumentally. Killing their passion, killing their seal, killing their vision, killing their figure, killing their commitments. And let us pray for us in this church that from now onward, that our love will be stronger. The love of brethren, the love of one another. You see ourselves as our brother's keeper. When we see fault, we correct it, we not celebrate it. We will not expose it. We will not extend it to others. We will not announce it. But we will bring succor unto those who hurt and give help to those who are helpless. Let us add that the spirit of the Lord will walk in our midst from now onward. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for this period of sharing together. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus that to help us by your grace, that the love of God will percolate through us and our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Every negative spirit of rumor or gossiping or tale bearing that the enemy has planted, today we will put it in the mighty name of Jesus. We release the love of God into our life, into our midst. Lord, walk in our midst with your love for hinder. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.